Thank you everyone for being here for this beautiful solstice session. I'm very excited that you're here. I'm really excited all the new energies that are flowing in, all the new people who have signed on. Thank you, Paige, for hosting. We have really wonderful students in the mentorship who step up and host, which is great because you get a chance to get to know them better and they get to know you better. And of course, we've talked on and on and on about the retreat that we just had, which was really great. I'm very excited. It was even more amazing than anything I thought it would be. I really thought it would be amazing. And because of the mentorship and the work we're doing here together, everybody really was able to just jump in and go for it. And everybody knew how to swim. And it was really amazing. We didn't actually swim. You get that that's right. Okay. I'm goofy. For anybody who's new, I'm super goofy. So just prepare yourself. We like to go deep with goofiness and fun here in these sessions. The next retreat is, thank you, Judy, for reminding me, September 21st through 23rd, also at Prama and Marshall. Amazing food, beautiful place, and completely private, just for us. No other retreat groups there. So it was really, really wonderful to be with everybody there and get to know you better and get to meet people in person that I never even met before, and the bonds that were created and the work we were able to do. And somebody posted in the group page, hey, what's all this? Where's the session for the prosperity activation and clearing? And well, that happened at the retreat. So here's the little secret that I probably should have told you all before. I always show up with an outline and then Spirit says, this is what we're going to do. Same thing with the retreat. I had an outline, and then those at the retreat know that very first evening, I turned around to the group and said, yeah, I got all this stuff planned, but what I do want to do is this. And they just dove in. We went straight into ceremony. It was amazing. And I had also not planned the prosperity activation, and we did it. I actually didn't have my papers for it, so I just had to listen to Spirit and channel it through. And now everybody's posting all these wonderful things that are happening. So just know that what's listed in the information of what we'll be doing is really just a fraction of what we'll be doing, because once we show up and you bring your energy, then Spirit says, let's do this. And it's always for the highest and greatest good of the group, which is very exciting. And we have two of my apprentices, Aaron and Sandra, were able to help out. And now they're both in the mentorship group to be available to you for even more support. They've studied with me for years and can be guides and support and sisters on this journey as well, because they're very, very well-trained with me. And I'm really excited to have their support as well. And Tracy and Marianne, who are in the advanced training, also just stepped up and rocked it out. And just everybody, really, you all just stepped up so beautifully. I think it took me a couple days to realize what had really, like, I guess I realized what had happened and how powerful it was. It took a couple days for it to really embody and drop in. And it's been just really wonderful to just remember that time together. And I've been feeling the energy too. It's very exciting. So I'm very excited to do it again in September. We'll be sending out an email with the registration form very soon. And as for tonight, let's take a moment. I didn't get a chance to smudge because I was answering text messages and all that to make sure everybody could get on here. So I want to do a brief tobacco smudge. And I want to send this through to each of you. And also, we've done this before. So for those of you who are just joining us tonight, again, welcome. I'm really glad you're here. It feels like you've all just been here all along. So it's great. What I'm going to do is take a moment and connect with this mapacho. This is mapacho from South America, which is Peruvian tobacco or South American tobacco. I happen to get this in Peru. And not only do I want to smudge myself and the laptop, but I'd like to send it through energetically to you. And what we've done in the past is when it's time for that to happen, you can put your head towards the camera. And generally I do a gentle smudge through the crown of the head, and it just so cleansing of the energy. And tobacco is one of my primary teachers. So that's what I'd like to do first. And as I'm opening the space, please be sitting with your intentions for the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. We are stepping into some really amped up energies for the summer. Lots of possibility, lots of activations. I can feel it, and I can feel it in this group, and it's very exciting. So my intention for tonight, of course, as always, is to hold space for your intentions, as well as whatever intentions you're bringing, really being able to bring them forth and manifest them with grace and ease in perfect divine time during this expansive time of summer when there's such a bounty and a harvest in the fields and the gardens and in our hearts. And it's a hot time of year. So we're going to do some solar plexus mojo tonight, and we're going to be working with Inti Taita, Father Son, and let's heat it up. Let's heat it up. So just take a moment and breathe into your belly, allowing yourself to ground your energy, taking a moment to drop in. And just check in with where you are in your body. No praise or blame, simply check in. And continuing to breathe gently into your belly. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. And everything in this space must be pure love and pure medicine. And just take a moment to see in your sacred imagination yourself circled up with your brothers and sisters in this circle around the sacred fire. We had a literal sacred fire at the retreat, and it's really beautiful to connect in the realms around the sacred fire together and feel each other's presence there, even though you're not physically with each other. Just take a minute to link in to feeling yourself in the sacred circle of this community of mentorship. Gracias, Tobaquito. Gracias, Mapacho. Gracias, Singaro. Gracias, Pachamama. Gracias, Apukuna. Gracias, Nustakuna. Gracias, Cacao. Gracias, Huachuma, San Pedro, Abuelo. Gracias, Abuela, La Madre, Ayahuasca. Gracias, Inti, Taita, Father, Son. Shining your light so brightly, so powerfully. Thank you for this good medicine surrounding us. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you, archangels and star beings. Thank you for all of our teachers in the seen and unseen realms who are supporting each of us at this time. Beautiful. And as you breathe into your belly, if you'd like to put your crown towards the computer screen, I will offer a smoke blessing from the tobacco, a cleansing. And just breathe into your belly energetically, receiving the beautiful cleansing and clearing of this powerful tobacco medicine. And making yourself comfortable so that we can journey together. And in your sacred imagination, visualizing your portal door, you can step through into your sacred space. For those of you who are new, we create a sacred space in our imagination. We don't use a place we already know on the planet. And find a space that's grounded, very earth-like, mountain, forest, something like that. And everyone make your way into your sacred space. Just taking a moment to connect with the space, with the growing things. Maybe there's water or stones, trees that get your attention. And taking a moment to invite in your guides, your teachers, your ancestors, beings of light that you'd like to work with. Allow your guides to circle up around you. If you have new guides that you'd like to invite in or see if any new guides show up for this solstice journey, you're welcome to take a moment to see who arrives. And take a moment to share with your guides your intentions at this time, this precious, powerful time of year, when the sun and the light is reaching its peak. Let your guides know everything on your heart. Everything is welcome. And breathing into your belly, see yourself lying down in your sacred space, surrounded by your guides as they encircle you, and putting your hand on your solar plexus. You can put both hands there if you'd like, so that we can take a moment to activate this powerful space. Your solar plexus is your place of will that informs your forward movement. And breathe into your solar plexus, connecting with that part of your body. And based on your intentions, invoke within your solar plexus an animal totem into that space, into your solar plexus, to step forward in your solar plexus, to stand guard in that space and empower you to manifest from a healthy, balanced place of will. And invite Inti Taita, Father, Son, to send down a beam of light straight into your solar plexus. You can move your hands out of the way if you need. Breathe into your belly as you receive that solar energy, that sun activation, straight into your solar plexus with grace and ease. Allowing that light to fill your entire body. Honoring that totem that will be supporting you, honoring your intentions. And as you receive this activation from the sun for your highest and greatest good, for your balanced and harmonious will, for your health and vibrancy. Just allow your journey to continue. breathe into your belly. Wherever you are on your journey, connect with your guides at the portal door of your sacred space as you did in the beginning. Reconnect with them, ground with them there. And I want you to manifest in front of you, as you're standing, manifest in front of you a beautiful pool of water. And allow the sun, Intitaita, Father Sun, to shine directly above that beautiful luminescent pool, turning that water into liquid light, straight from Del Sol, Intitaita, Father Sun. Liquid light that brings healing, activation, health, wellness, clarity, grace and ease. Liquid light that brings whatever is for your highest and greatest good, your highest vibration throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And when you are ready, make your way into that pool of liquid light, allowing yourself to be fully immersed in the beautiful liquid light of Intitaita. Feel yourself floating in that water. You're still able to breathe underneath in the liquid light. Feel yourself floating in the liquid light. Feel it going through you as you become one with that liquid light. Just allow yourself to float in that oneness. Allow the activation of that liquid light through your body. Activating yourself as being of light, a star being, a solar being. Receive this activation, this support, this healing, this cleansing, the amplification of your gifts. Your expansiveness. Breathe into your belly. Feeling your energetic grid lit up and activated from this beautiful liquid sunshine. And breathe into your belly as you make your way slowly out of the pool of liquid light as it is covering you and infused into you. continuing healing and cleansing and clarifying with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And feeling yourself standing once again on the earth, beaming bright, child of Father, Son. Along with your guides, I want you to give offerings. Give offerings to the earth, offerings to the ancestors, offerings to the sun and the moon. And just these offerings can just manifest in your hands because you're in medicine world where everything is possible. Give those offerings to Pachamama. Give loving offerings to Inti Taita, Father, Son. And give other loving offerings for your ancestors. Offerings of gratitude, offerings of honor, offerings of love. Offerings of sacred reciprocity with the earth, with the sun, and with your ancestors. And as you've shared these offerings, feel them beaming beautiful energetic support back to you and through you. That total loving adoration and support of Pachamama the Earth, Inti Taita, Father, Son, and your beautiful ancestors. And when this is complete, retaining that beautiful liquid sunshine energy within and around you, telling your guides and Father, Son, thank you. Telling Pachamama, Mother Gaia, thank you. Telling your ancestors, thank you. When you're ready, you can make your way back through your portal door into your physical space. Your guides are welcome to come with you, circling up around you right there where you're sitting or lying down. When you can feel, see them around you in your physical space, you can close the portal door behind you for energetic clarity, sovereignty. And remember to breathe gently, deeply into your belly to integrate your journey with grace and ease, to fully receive beautiful gifts and activations. And then when you're ready, you can move your fingers and toes. Allow your body to gently start moving as you're making your way back to this realm. And then whenever you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Sitting up, rejoining the group. So here's the thing, if you can barely hear me, just journey. Don't worry about it. Y'all don't even need me. Y'all don't even need me. I don't know where that came from. I'm feeling a little goofy after that activation from the sun. But seriously, if you couldn't hear me, then connect with your guides and listen to Inti Taita. You're going to hear what you need to hear, and you won't hear what you don't need to hear. You'll receive exactly what you need to receive. I'd much rather you just have your own journey and have your own experience than come out of it and type to me that you can't hear me, because then you leave the experience. So just for future reference, just stay in the journey and do what feels good for you. If you can't hear me, then that means you're supposed to have your own journey. That's okay. I don't have any problem with that. I trust your guides. I trust the medicine. I trust that you're getting what you need and receiving what you need to receive. So sometimes I'm going to, you know, make noises and then you may not be able to hear what I'm saying. And sometimes I'm going to do a bunch of noises and you're not going to be able to hear what I'm saying. That's okay. What I'm saying is really not important. It's the energy. And I do like to lead you on the guided journeys. I try to do that without having all the noisemakers around me, so that you can hear what I'm saying. But really, if for some reason my audio is not working for some people, then check your volume levels. And if it's still not working, then spirit wants you to do your own thing. And I'm really okay with that. You're not missing anything if you can't hear what I'm singing. You're really not. I'm singing in the energy. But I sense that you all got the idea of what we were doing there. I really wanted to activate your solar plexus and activate the sunshine energy within you, that liquid light of Father Sun. I was considering going straight into the sun. I don't think we're there yet. Let's do that after another retreat. So I decided to have the sun come down into that pool of water to become liquid light, which felt a much more graceful, gentle way to receive the energy and the activation from Inti Taita. Going straight into the sun is one way to do it. And you got to really be prepared for burning away a lot of stuff. And spirit just said, it doesn't have to be like that right now. Bring in grace and ease. So that was really beautiful to witness. I could see a lot of you really, I could feel you really just floating in that liquid light. And the reason I could tell that many of you were just floating is because I got really floaty and I went, ooh, hey everybody, here we are. That was really nice. And I like to use the high pitched, just for those of you who like to learn as we do this, I like to use the high pitches. It's a little lower. I think this one's a little higher. No, this one's lower. I have a few bells. I have different bells and whistles. Oh my. I like to use the high-pitched things, especially when invoking archangel energies and celestial energies, and the sun being a celestial energy, that felt really good. And it's also a great, I like bells for activations. I don't always use them, but it felt really resonant today with the celestial body of the sun and the celestial energies and the archangel energies, those celestial realms energies, and then the activation piece. So one of the things I was singing, if for some reason you didn't hear me, was marination. That's basically saying marinate, marinate, marinate. It's marinating within you. It's like soaking up, getting soaked up within you. And activation, activation. I was literally invoking that you would receive activation and it would marinate within you, marinate and get really, like if you marinate something in some sort of liquid and it soaks up that liquid, that's what we're invoking. When I sing marination, I'm invoking that, just you really soaking up, fully receiving the activation, the medicine, all the things that I'm bringing in. So, and I'm really curious. I'm totally open to answering any questions. If somebody wants to work with something, I'd really love to know. Because I considered just calling in Jaguar for your solar plexus. And then Spirit said, no, they have different ideas. Each of them has a different idea of what will be most activating for their solar plexus. So I said, okay, no problem. And I let you all choose because we're all about free will here. Oh, wait, let me get my glasses because y'all are just, Elaine and Kim, I'm sorry you couldn't hear, but I really believe you got what you needed. And if you feel like you missed something, go back and maybe listen to it again. But I know you got what you needed. I'm not saying that to be flippant at all. I really do believe you got what you needed. Talitha says, I went to the sun and then my sacred space burned and everything regrew and flourished after more, after even more beautiful than before. Well, Talitha, you totally felt my vibe going straight into the sun. So anybody else who did, that's great. Marianne had Puma. Of course you had Puma, Marianne. You always have Puma. Michelle says, unicorn with rainbow in solar plexus. Girl, that is awesome. That's all. I like that. Jen says, I became the light. It melded with me. I had Puma too. That's really cool. Lion. I was actually also thinking about calling in Lion Page. Lion and Peacock. I had Lion and Peacock, Aaron. That's awesome. Rowan says, frog and coyote, then koi fish came into your pool. That's really sweet. Beth Weekly says lion for her too. Jessica had jaguar. Wait, y'all are going too fast. Susan had bison and wolf. Oh, that's cool. Talitha had yellow and black rainforest dart frog. Talitha, we got to talk, girl. You're tripping. I like this. Gail had jaguar. Jess and Bobby had tiger over here for Jess. Lion for and white tiger for Gina Marie. That's beautiful medicine. I think you've worked with those before, Gina Marie. Elaine had jaguar. Nice. Marcia O'Brien, Black Panther, which can also be jaguar. And rabbit. Oh, that's nice, fertile energy for the summer. Rowan, of course your wolves were there. Of course. That's funny. Elisa, a silver fish. Oh, I'm curious about that. That feels very prosperous. Kayla says white horse and black bear. Bridget, black panther. Kim Corral, Tasmanian devil. Kim, that sounds fun. Mythical fish person came to Talitha. Hanu, I'm not saying this right. Hanu turtle and hawk and tiger. Did I say that right, Blue? Hanu turtle. Golden metallic, Talitha Ray. Lion, kangaroo, tiger, Melina. Oh, I love the kangaroo was in there, Melina. Kangaroo is really wonderful medicine. I don't want to freak you out, but if you're thinking about having children one day, kangaroo is really lovely medicine for that. But it doesn't necessarily have to be literal children. It's something that you're nurturing within your metaphorical pouch. Does that make sense? So that's really beautiful medicine for mothering and nourishing. Aaron says, oh, hell yes, Tasmanian devil. We should do a journey with Tasmanian devil sometime. Paula Martin, octopus. Oh, nice. That's good medicine. Jen, I'm a beetle. Giraffe and lion came through. Tracy Prater had a snake come out of a tree. Okay, cool. This is cool. If you had anything that didn't feel right, or does anybody have any questions, like something that came up from that or anything else you want to work with? Because this is really neat to hear what you all connected with. And that's what Spirit said, that you were each going to have your own thing to talk to, that I didn't need to assign that for you. And so I just listen when Spirit says that. I really appreciate that. Australia wasn't invoked. That's cool. Well, the Aboriginals are very, very connected with celestial realms and dreaming into being and coming from the stars. So, and the sun being a star, that actually makes a lot of sense that Australia would be there. So does anybody have anything? I really appreciate everybody answering and sharing stuff. So Gina Marie, can you unmute Gina Marie? How do I get this chat bar? Let me close this. Mother Sun. Well, in Peruvian, they call it a father, son, Inti Taita, but you know, it's totally whatever resonates for you. Because it's like tobacco. A lot of people call tobacco father tobacco or grandfather tobacco. But as I talked to many of my students who work with me in tobacco ceremony, and we talked about this at the retreat briefly too, plants are not really male or female, and nothing's really male or female except humans who decided we need to assign that to ourselves. So if you have mother, son, that's great. If you have father, son, that's great. It's beautiful. So did you unmute? Who are we unmuting? Gina Marie? Are you there, Gina Marie?
Oh, I just heard I'm unmuted. Yeah, I just heard I'm unmuted.
What did you want to work with?
Are you still there? Oh, okay. My phone's doing weird stuff. Okay. The journey helped a lot. And it might be more of a question. I've had a really, physically, I'm having a tough time today. And when I check in, I'm hearing it's integration. Mm-hmm. And, well, there's two pieces. There's physically feeling like it's been a challenge to feel fully embodied today. And I just keep working with all the tools that I have. The journey helped a lot. But there's also a lightheaded and it's not tired, it's not depleted, but it's in that, it feels like that. Yeah. There's just a lot of energetic surges and then down, like, and then like I just, like right now I feel a little bit shaky and tired. And then I've got some stuff going on with my vision again, which feels a little scary. I'm physically going to go to a doctor. I've asked my team in the Minari to help me with it. It's like little floating, like dark spots. It's like, I feel like the more I ask to have Vista and work with it, I get more of these little dark things happening. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping this maybe makes some sense. Mm-hmm. It's not feeling like it makes much sense to me. And yet somehow I feel like it's part of the integration and what I'm working on. And it feels a little scary and unsettling.
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, all of that makes sense. And integration okay. sounds like it's going to be graceful and easeful, but sometimes integration can bring up more stuff. So it's like when you have a massage and you get the superficial layer relaxed and you're like, oh, nice. I just relaxed that area. And then suddenly you can go deeper. And that's what integration brings. So that's part of what you're experiencing. And a lot of people were talking about after the retreat, their integration, they were surprised that all these things were coming up and all this grief. Well, it's because we cleared and shifted and cleansed all this stuff. And then, oh, great. Here's the next layer of things to connect with. So as far as the not feeling grounded, that totally makes sense because, well, for a lot of reasons, but especially at the solstice, the energies are amping up for us in this part of the world, in the northern hemisphere. In other parts of the world, they're having the middle of winter. So they're in a completely different vibration and probably slowing down and resting more. But you also personally just came out of the retreat and then came to
Sunday.
In all honesty and fairness, you've been doing a lot of work very quickly. So it will feel often ungrounding and unsettling when you're moving so quickly. It's totally fine to move as quickly as you'd like. It's just really important to continue to ground. I find in the summer for me personally, I have to ground more than I do in the months. That's just my personal experience because everybody's busy and everybody's running around and the energies are really high and that we're going to have like all these hours of light tomorrow and the sunshine is beating down on us so powerfully and the kids are out of school. Even the mundane things will amp it up and make it feel more challenging to be grounded. So the main thing is work with your grounding practices and everybody remember to drink lots of water. I see Lisa mentioned something now. Good, Lisa. Drink water. People often get dehydrated and then they get tired. They forget. And people get really busy in the summer. It's a very active time and they forget to be. So you really want to remember your being within the doing. And that's where your practices and your tools come in. The vision piece, I'm really glad that you're going to see a doctor. The getting the counsel I'm receiving. And we may have talked about this privately before. So I apologize if I'm repeating myself. But the counsel I'm receiving in this moment is that's really connected to some childhood things. That you didn't want to see. So connect with the doctor to do, because I believe in taking care of all aspects of ourselves and the shamanic aspect is simply one aspect. So talk to the eye doctor and see what you get there and see what can be of support. But since you and I have worked a lot together, I feel you can do this on your own, but definitely do some soul retrieval around the girl aspect that was, I don't know if you can see me, but the little girl aspect of you that was covering her eyes.
I can see you, and that makes complete and total sense, because I felt a new little one coming in. Sunday rocked my entire world in a great way. And
she's talking about tobacco.
Tobacco ceremony. Man, if you guys have a chance to do that at first and that haven't.
Thanks for that plug. And,
yes. Oh my God. It has all of this has changed my life, and tobacco ceremony is just like amazing, amazing, just transformative. I love it so much. Yeah, I can't speak enough. And I and Monday Bloom, I was like all empowered and all this and all that. And then like, last night and this morning, I'm like, holy shit, what's happening? Like, I know and I'm know enough to know about integration, but this is a little rough. And I did into what you were saying. I felt a new little one come in and was talking to her today, and I've been calling myself back to myself. And that visual you just gave me of over the eyes and what you said actually really, really resonates.
Yeah, for anybody who's having, like if you're having hearing issues, find your little girl or little boy self who was doing this, or, you know, whatever the physical issue is, especially if it's sight, taste, sound, things that when you were little, an aspect of you just did not. I have a friend who I worked with years ago, and she had a hearing aid, and she said, I'd really like to heal my hearing. And I said, would you like healing or would you like a cure? Because you know, and throughout the course of the session, what really came up was she did not want to hear all of the chaos and all of the things that were happening in her childhood home. So her ears literally just started shutting down to the point that she had to get hearing aids. And she was going deaf, and she's still not deaf. She did some soul retrieval and was able to stop herself from going deaf and really do more work around that. And so that's what I would offer up to everybody if there's things like that going on. It's not the only piece. It is a piece of it, though. So I'm glad that you're also going to go to the doctor. If your eyes are in crisis, then you need crisis medicine. And that's what Western medicine is, you know. So I think that's good stuff for you to work with, Gina Marie, and keep us posted, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bloom.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I did want to mention somebody said they saw Pele. I'm sorry. I can't remember who that was, but I also saw Pele, and I felt Blue in Hawaii. And Blue, I just want to thank you for saying, hey, can we give offerings? And I was like, of course we can give offerings. And so Blue, I felt Blue in the journey. I don't know if she's still online here, but I felt her in the journey asking to give offerings. And so that's why I had you all do that. And I actually, Spirit wanted me to ask you all, so I'm glad this popped up, made me remember it, to take the next, like tonight, tomorrow, and the day after solstice at least, take these 3 days and make offerings. Even if you just go put a little tobacco in your yard or a little cornmeal or a piece of your dinner and you just give it to the ancestors, give it to the earth, give it to Inti Taita. Let's do that tonight, tomorrow, and the day after as a group at the very least. And then if you want to continue to do it, it's a beautiful way to tap in and connect. But really, it can be anything. If you have a flower, if you have... You can even give alcohol. They say that the ancestors love a good drink, and you can pour it onto Pachamama. Pour one out for your homies. No, I'm just kidding. But that's really what that's about, is feeding your ancestors. Even when they say giving it one to my homies, they're talking about the people who passed on. So even though I was being facetious, that's actually what they're doing, is feeding the ancestors. But whatever feels good to you. I like to give part of my meal and put that on the earth. If you're worried about animals, though, you know, coming around your house, then, you know, do something different. Flowers, cornmeal, tobacco, really anything that feels resonant for you. If you'd like to put a crystal out on the land and give that as a gift, an essence, a tincture, something you've made, really, I mean, it's endless, the things that you can give. So I'd love to do that tonight, the day before solstice, tomorrow for the solstice, and then the day after. That'd be 3 days. And doing that as a group feels really powerful. And Rowan, you had reiterated, would you like a healing or would you like a cure? And yeah, there's a big difference. And you can have both. And she said, well, what's the difference? And I said, well, you can lose your hearing and still be whole and healed. Or we can look for a cure to help you hear, but you still may not be whole and healed. You might be, you know, might not. And she really had to sit with that. And she said, I want to be whole and healed. And I said, okay, let's do that. And what's awesome is that it helped her hearing stay intact. She ended up not going deaf. She's still not deaf today. And that was like 15 years ago. I think she still has hearing aids for lower sounds and things, but So yeah, it is a powerful question and a good one to ask yourself. And it's fine to ask for both. Totally fine to ask for both. For me personally, I choose wholeness and healing so that I will be whole and healed no matter what. And then I feel more in flow to receive a cure. So that's how I look at it. I want to make sure I'm catching everybody's. Yay, Blue. Thanks for reminding me. Elaine. Yeah, Elaine is telling Gina Marie to get in touch with her about, to private message her about floaters and all that. I want to see if anybody else messaged anything, if you're asking me. All amazing. Yeah, Gina Marie's really been rocking it. So, oh, thank you, Connie. Icaro. Icaro is I-C-A-R-O. And if it's Icaros, there's an S on the end. Just so you know, Icaros. Thank you. I channel them. I don't sing. Well, sometimes I sing Icaros that I've learned. Those are medicine songs, by the way, for those who don't know. An Icaro is a medicine song generally, an ayahuasca medicine song or a medicine song from South America. I channel them. I do sing some that I've learned, but I mostly channel them for what you all are bringing. So two new messages. Tracy's hand is raised. Okay. Oh, Tracy's hand is not raised. Okay. How are we doing on time? It's 8:08. Infinity, 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 infinity. Does anybody else have a, where, see, it's the summer energy. I'm all like giddy. Anybody else want to raise your hand or ask anything or check in about anything or share anything? Oh, I want to mention Jennifer Rambo had asked on the page, and you can still raise your hand. I just want to mention this. Jennifer, you had mentioned, can you do healing work on behalf of children? And I just want to share with the group because that's a really great question. Yeah, the clock numbers are always off the chart, Melina. There, I sit there and go 12:12, 12:21, 1:11. I just do it all day long. I just go in the zone, in the zone, in the zone. So Jennifer was asking if you can do healing work on behalf of children. And the answer is yes. If they're your children, the answer is yes. Even if they're not your children, you can go ask their soul energy if it's okay. But definitely if you're their mama or their papa or their adopted or their step parent, they don't have to be from your womb or from your seed to be your child. You can go into the realms and ask their soul self, is it okay for me to do this healing work on your behalf? And you can invite them into your journey to do the healing work with you. I've done that with parents whose kids were too young or not born yet. In the womb, we've done healing work. We've done healing work with little kids who wouldn't have been able to understand, like they're 2 years old and they, but so we do it on their behalf. And I've also done it on behalf of, you know, teenagers who are having lots of issues and the teenager has no interest in talking to me, but we would go into the realms and I always make sure that the child is okay with it before we do anything. And I'm never sending any energy that they don't want to receive. That's always my intention, that they only receive what they want. So I just want to share that with everybody. If you're going to be doing healing work on behalf of a family member or something like that, soul retrieval or cord clearing, if you're not able to ask them, physically ask them, then go into the realms and ask their soul self. And so I just wanted to put that out there because that's a really great question. And often we do need to do it on behalf of children, especially if you're their mom or dad. It's part of your responsibility. Sounds like such an intense word, but it's your work is to keep them safe and sound. And so honoring their privacy, and I understand not doing it here if you don't want the child, if the child has said don't do it on the session or whatever. But at the same time, finding that balance of honoring them not wanting to do anything about it and recognizing if they're not healthy or safe, that you're the one who creates that container for them. So that's a discernment and a balance that it's individual by individual what that would be. I can't say carte blanche what you can do. You know, it's different for everybody. But at the same time, if you're their mama or their papa and something is off, you know, if they started to walk out into the road, you'd put your hand there. You would stop them from walking out into the road. So if it's a situation like that where there's really some danger involved, I feel confident in doing the medicine work on their behalf and allowing them to receive what they choose to receive. There's always free will. And that's really important to me. It came up recently. I had the opportunity to do some work on someone's behalf, and I did not do it because I did not have their permission. And then once I got their permission, it was off to the races and everything immediately shifted. And their soul energy came to me and said, please help me with this. And I did it. And I checked in with them the next day and they said, yes, 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 yes. It was total confirmation. If you're not sure, you're not comfortable, then you need to ask the person, you know, if that makes sense. But I like to be in integrity. I really choose to be in integrity and not do something on someone's behalf that they don't want me to. So if there's some person out there that you really want to get their attention, don't go into the realms and do mojo to get them to notice you. Like, I mean, you can do your mojo to be noticed, but don't mojo them, because then you get into a weird crossed energy situation. But with children, that's a whole other thing. So I hope I know that was a lot of information. I hope I helped make that clear. Can you retrieve your own soul? Yeah, that's what we're doing. The self soul retrievals, Lisa, when we say, I, Lisa Jorling, call myself to myself. I receive myself with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, all soul aspects that are ready to come home at this time. That's soul retrieval. You've been doing it probably this whole time and just didn't know it. But yeah, I have a general soul retrieval. If you go to my YouTube channel, there's a general soul retrieval recording there. And you all, you do not have to know. So like Jennifer with your son, you can just start calling his soul back to him and you're not, you know, doing whatever that he's not asking you to do. You're just saying, hey, I want all of my son's souls to aspects to come home so he feels grounded. Nobody's going to say no to that. He'll only receive what he wants. So you can do that general soul retrieval, a recording on YouTube. Yeah. Anytime, whenever I am in a situation that feels ungrounded or the energy is off. I mean, honestly, I don't have to do it that much anymore. But for example, I was in Peru and I was in a San Pedro ceremony and I'm at like 11,000 feet and it was getting intense. And I immediately heard counsel. Do is call yourself to yourself, soul retrieval. So I got up on this boulder and I just started calling myself home and I immediately grounded and aligned and was back in my body and everything was fine. That's really a big support to me. So yeah, you can totally do soul retrieval for yourself. That's ideal to do soul retrieval for yourself. I mean, you do not have to know what souls are coming home. Just simply ask for all of my soul aspects that are ready to return to me with grace and ease right now throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. You know, something like that. Always invoke grace and ease and the ones that are ready to return. That's how I would do it. And all of that is on, all of that is in the journey on the YouTube channel. So you all can do that anytime. I do it. I've done a lot of soul retrieval work. I mean, I'll just sit at my Mesa and Resinga and call my souls back. I've done that for years. I really believe that's a big piece that keeps me grounded. So, Gail, is your heart too open? Is that what you're saying? Your heart's not too open. Your heart is open too. I'm missing people's stuff. Oh, you saw your two dogs with St. Francis. Oh, Shelley, that's sweet. Oh, sorry, Gail. Are you sending me private messages? Is it okay if I say? Talk to Erin about being in the heart and needing to balance. She and I were just talking about the other day. So what will happen is a lot of people, you know, they're kind of like this. Can you all see me? I don't know if you can see me, but you got all this going on, which is great. You're like, hey, where? You need to get in the rest of your body too. Get in your hips, get in your legs, get in your booty, get in your feet, get in your knees, get, you know, get in your belly. So that's a really great thing. And Erin can definitely, if she's open to it, I'm sure she won't mind, but share maybe a little bit more in the group, because that is a great thing to do, Gail. It's not that we're too in our heart or too open. It's that we're not necessarily grounded. So the heart can feel too open and not feel supported. As it's so open, it's not necessarily feeling supported because you're not grounded in your body. So that's a great thing that you brought up there. And that's really important for all of us, because especially in spirituality, new age, you know, spiritual community, there's a lot of like, be in your heart, be in your heart, be in your heart, but they're floating up here and they're not in their bodies. And so it's really important to be in your heart and be grounded. It even it feels even more expansive and safe, you know, and then you're not taking all this stuff in without being able to really ground it. I have no clue what time it is. It's 8:16. Look at that. Spirit knew. Oh, you two were private messaging. Okay, good. Thanks. Paige says, I felt instant shifts with a soul retrieval with my two-year-old. Yes. Yes. I feel instant shifts too when I do that as well. And I know a lot of you, like Rowan and people who've been studying with me for years, Jess has been doing this. Some of y'all have been doing this a long time and can really attest to the shifts that happen with these soul retrievals. So just know that there is no specific thing to say. Follow the YouTube video and you'll get the idea. And then you'll have it in your head. I say it differently every time. But the most important thing is say your full name, call my soul aspects to myself, receive all of my soul aspects that are ready to return home with grace and ease, something like that. And then throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And then breathe into your belly and allow them come into your heart. You will, if you all did that every day for the next 30 days, your whole world would just be rocking and rolling in a way that you can't even conceive of right now. So if you would like it to make a practice of doing that for the next 30 days, post it in the group. I'll do it with you because it helps me too. It helps all of us. And it literally takes 15 to 20 seconds. I mean, that's the beauty of these tools, is that it's about consistency. You can meditate for 4 hours a day, one day a month, or you can meditate for, you know, 4 minutes a day for the next 20 years. That's the power of it. So yay, people are saying, let's do it. So if you want, I can type in the Facebook group something that we can all say, or you can all just find your own way of doing it and watch the YouTube video and get an idea of how to do it. But I'll also type something there for people who would like to do it. I love it. I love the 30-day soul retrieval challenge. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Hashtag soul retrieval. Hashtag 30-day soul retrieval challenge. That's hysterical. Is it better to say it out loud? That's a really good question, Michelle. For me personally, I feel that it is better to say it out loud. Now, if you're in the middle of a mall, because I know you spend a lot of time at the mall, Michelle, I'm teasing. I have the feeling you never go to the mall. But if you're out somewhere public and you feel like you need to call your soul aspect back, like when I'm in the grocery store and I come around the corner and somebody startles me and I feel myself leave my body, I will breathe into my belly and within myself, just bring myself back into my body and bring back that soul aspect that stepped out. Like if I'm driving in my car and somebody cuts me off, you can feel these gentle, it's not always super traumatic. It can be really subtle and it happens every day. So in those moments, I don't necessarily say it out loud, but when I'm setting the intention, like this 30-day challenge that we just set up, which I think is so funny, I would say it out loud. To me, it's more powerful. It feels more grounded and I'm witnessed by my ancestors. I'm witnessed by my guides. I'm speaking my truth. So yeah, I would definitely say it out loud. Good. Let's do it consistently. Aaron says it everywhere. Walking around town. Really? Just right there on the street? Hey, everybody. I'm calling myself to myself. I'm going to go in here and get some ice cream as I receive my soul aspects. I love it. Well, y'all are awesome. Thanks for coming to play. And thanks for running a little long so we could hang out. But yeah, let's start our 30-day, I don't know what that was, 30-day challenge. I don't know. Thanks. That's awesome, Rowan. I'm totally going to hashtag that. 30-day soul retrieval challenge. I love it. And also, let's give gifts tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. And really, it can be something small. It can literally take up 60 seconds. It's more about intention. So don't feel like you're having to create big homework. All of this is simple stuff that can take 2 minutes of your day. And it's life-changing and bring shifts because of the consistency and because we're doing it as a group. So thank you all for being here. Oh, good, Jennifer. I'm glad that was helpful for you, the soul retrieval piece. And also, you all, remember the YouTube channel has a ton of videos. Okay, maybe not a ton, maybe like a quarter ton. But there's videos there, soul retrievals, lineage karma clearings, cord clearings, things that I don't even remember, activations with hummingbird. There's all sorts of stuff there. Utilize it. Even if you've done it before, do it again as often as you would like and share it with friends. They don't have to be in the mentorship to do any of that stuff on the YouTube channel. That's why it's there, is to give to people. So yay, Aaron, I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad everybody's here. Yay. Yes. Yes. I'm so happy you're here instead of invoked too, Rowan. That's the thing. Like, I was talking to Sandra and there's people like, no, I need to be with Blue in person. You are with me in person. You know, that's the beauty of the internet, is that we're in this virtual realm, but we're here live and we're here together and we are in person, and I'm watching y'all in the realms. So it's just like if you were sitting in my living room, except that I can't give you a hug at the end. Okay, I just gave you all a hug. You can unmute everybody and we can say goodnight. Thank you all for being here. That was super fun.